This is the BBC Home Service. We present Dot by Ed Harris.
When you're up to your neck in hot water, be like the kettle and sing.
Oh, it's been an entire week without that vicious Jobsworth, Millicent Hillary Jones lording it about the war rooms. Even amid the horrors of war, Myrtle, there is a little sunlight.
If you face the sun, you'll never see your shadow, Dottie.
If you ever make a friend, mark my words, don't dialogue them to death with your tuppenny-halfpenny platitudes and banal optimism.
Gratefully noted, Dottie.
Sir!
At ease, ladies. Now, you may have been wondering where Millicent Hillary Jones, my girl Friday, has been this week.
Not with gusto, no.
She's been on surveillance detail to assess an absolutely wizard old brain box who's been tipped for a position at... Shh! Bletchley Park.
Bletchley Park, sir. Gosh.
And Millicent's researching a certain Mr. Belltower to see if he's fit, as I very much presume he is, for purpose.
Someone you know, sir?
Quite. Fascinating brain. Size of Mars, I expect, or at least an extraordinarily large cat. He's a geography teacher at the prestigious and horribly vulture school for boys.
The most elite and sadistic establishment in the country.
Outside the Ministry of Work and Pensions, yes.
Didn't you attend St. Horribly Vultures yourself, Air Marshal Peabody?
Oh, someone's been doing their homework, what?
Oh, you know what they say. You can always tell a St. Horribly's. Did Mr. Belltower teach you, sir?
No. Belltower was my classmate. We were both younger back then, because that's how time goes. And as milky limbs pubescence, Belltower and I enjoyed various halcyon episodes of the old school. And whereas I went into the dusty old military, good old Milky stayed on as teach.
So Millicent's gathering information on your old school friend at your old school?
In a nutshell. And assuming the identity of a teacher. But this is where I change to a more unsettlingly grave tone.
Sir?
We've now sent 6 telegrams to dear old Millicent at St. Horribly's and heard nothing back.
Does one believe she's... gone native, sir?
Become an adolescent schoolboy, inky Latin translation in one pocket and secret stash of saucy French postcards in the other? I dearly hope not. I believe someone's intercepting our communique, and that's why I want you, Dottie, to jump on the next train to St. Horribly Vultures and bring Millicent back.
Me, sir?
As the old school motto goes, fortiter aut domi. Go hard or go home.
In which case, may I go home, sir? All my things are there.
Now, offity-pop, old brick, lickety-split, and discover what the dickens has happened to Millie.
Right away, sir.
But know this, Dottie. Belltower is a very old and trusted friend. Do not cross him, or the whole exercise will be thrown into jeopardy. And it'll be your arse that's in the soup. In fact, should she fail, Millicent has volunteered her arse for a figurative soup of peril on the front line.
Millicent's volunteered for the front line nursing service?
Belltower is very important to me, Dottie. Ergo, Belltower is very important to you.
Well, if Millicent can, so shall I, sir.
Your train's in 30 minutes, old girl.
Goodbye, sir. Goodbye, Myrtle.
Bye, Dottie. Anything nice planned this weekend, sir?
Oh, no, not really. Might go for a ride on my Norton International M30 500cc OHC racer with sidecar. Little B-Day Prezi to self.
Is it your birthday, sir?
Oh, perhaps a little.
Taking Mrs. Air Marshal Peabody for a drive, sir?
Oh, no, she has a tennis instructor. They're playing a spot of the old tennis this weekend.
Oh, shame.
Yes, I suppose it is. I'll never love again. Still, when a man's got a motorbike growling like God's own bowels between his legs, nothing can stop him. Doubly so when he's also been gifted a 25-year-old single malt from the PM.
Oh.
Say,
Marshall.
You wouldn't object to a little birthday tipple with an old codger before he hits the lonely road, would you, Murty?
I'll have to check with me boss, sir.
Of course. Oh, hello.
I'm joking, eh, Marshall?
Of course. I'm your boss. Well, bravo us!
Well, how was your train journey? It'll be such a delight for Miss Hillary Jones to receive a guest, I'm certain.
Oh, do you think?
She's been so concerned, no one's written to her.
Don't run, Faulkner! You teach also?
Dorothy.
I expect you trained together.
Yes, why not?
Absley, the chandelier's no place for a lower fifth boy who can't hand in his long division on time.
Ah, here's your protégé herself.
Absley, down from the chandelier.
Yes, miss.
Headmaster's office.
I can't get down, miss.
Oh, I've thought of that before, Absley. Cavendish, What's that in your mouth?
Nothing, miss.
Surely to Christ, Cavendish, you're the son of a duke.
Yes, miss. Sorry, miss.
And you, Davidor, headmaster's office. Apsley.
I'm down, miss.
Headmaster's office, now.
Lord, mortarboard, cape, the kind of glance that could blacken a glass of water. She really has gone native.
Miss Hillary Jones, you have a guess.
Oh, sir, I didn't see you there and looking so frightfully dapper. I hope you're not alarmed by my brusque tone with the boys. It's not in my nature to purport myself so sharply.
No, Millie's usually as light and frothy as sciatica. Aren't you, old thing?
Well, I was always taught to raise her voice is a fishwife's choice. So if you want a yeller, ask a fella.
Oh, silly me. I ought to have known better. You know women, Mr. Beltar, are completely away with the fairies.
Oh, I didn't realize you were the Mr. Beltar.
Ought you have?
Ignore Dotty. She's middle class.
I'm so sorry, Dotty. I'm sure you mean well. Now, if you'll both excuse me.
Not at all, Mr. Beltar.
Were you twinkling at Mr. Beltower?
I don't twinkle, Dotty. One hasn't the time.
I presume you vetted him sufficiently?
Obviously, all intelligence is classified, Dotty. Suffice to say, I've completed my surveillance for...
Shh! Bletchley Park. Fabulous. Just time to pack.
Never unpacked, old girl. Never remove one's hat in a vestibule of uncertainty.
Oh, I've missed our banter.
Actually, I'm surprised no one telegrammed.
We did. 6 times, Millicent.
Impossible.
You haven't received a single telegram, Millicent. They must have been intercepted.
But who on earth would want to do that?
Where are your quarters, Millicent? We must discuss this post-haste.
There'll always be St. Horribles with lightning overhead. The gothic chilling winters and new boys' wedding beds.
Flippy, Ned, sir, that's ruddy marvellous. We never had an old school song.
Oh, that's a pickled ass of a pity.
We had a school note.
At my school, St. Horribles, Beltower was probably my closest chum. Of course, despite our bond, he had to show me the rough end of the stick just like the other pipsqueaks. In fact, I wrote to him recently, thanking him for being such a marvellous exemplum of leadership.
Oh, it's nice to keep in touch.
Best days of your life. And as ever, Beltower's obsessed with shipbuilding and shipyards, so I like to keep him abreast of all the wartime trivia. We're building this here, blah, 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 we're building that. Just as we used to play battleships as children. What are your coordinates, he'd say. And then he'd threaten me till I'd tell him and... Oh, happy days.
It's good you have friends.
Here's one, at least. Top more whiskey, old stick.
Oh, well, only if you are, sir, Mr. Peabody, sir.
Well, why not? What?
Oh, no.
So, Millicent, you've been observing Mr. Beltower's behaviour for the best part of a week. He wouldn't have anything to do with these truant telegrams, would he?
Mr. Beltower is beyond reproach. He's of good stock, fine moral fibre and sound reason. He's A1 material for shh, Bletchley Park.
Millie, I get a little spit in my eye when you do that. So, if it's not Beltower, that can only mean Peabody's telegrams have been intercepted by someone else. Someone I suspect you missed.
Oh, impossible.
If Beltower's as formidable as you describe, I suggest we ask him if he's any suspicions of his own.
We can't, Dotty. Milky is a sensitive, old-fashioned type. Traditional values. I mean, you've seen his moustache.
Quite.
Men should be men and women should be, well, not quite women, but fawning silly things with a basket of eggs over one arm, giggling in a giddy stupor of utter dependency. If he knew I worked for the war rooms, Dotty. Enter!
Ah, Miss Hillary Jones, please do excuse my being here in your quarters.
Any post today, Mr. Beltower?
Alas, not a sausage, old bean. Except some probably misguided lower fifth boy was caught picking posies down by the lake. Needless to say, I had them confiscated, and with no better home for them springing to mind.
Oh, Mr. Beltower.
Took the liberty of thinking they might replace the wildflowers on your desk that I impounded from the rowing team yesterday.
Oh, now, Mr. Beltower, those young boys have as much right to Mother Nature's splendour as I.
What rot! The boys ought to be excited by saluting, and military daggers, and dominance. girls and beautiful women ought to have flowers. Yeah, magnificent, Millicent.
Oh, Mr. Belltower.
Call me Milky.
Oh, Milky.
Yes, Millie.
Oh, Milky, I'm so terribly, terribly...
I know, Millie, I too am terribly.
Oh, Milky.
Oh, Millie.
From your window, Millie, do you think the impact would kill one outright, or might one end up sort of only maimed and flapping?
I'm afraid, Miss Hillary Jones, I must away to educate young minds.
Till soon, my marvellous Milky Belltower.
Absolutely gratuitous.
You've never been in love, have you, Dotty?
When I am, I choose not to spray down passers-by with my pheromones. That was enough to flush a latrine.
Oh, listen here, Millikins. Something fishy's afoot at St. Horribly Vultures. And though we may be unable to receive telegrams, that shouldn't stop us sending them. We must contact Peabody post-haste.
I must say, Your Air Marshalness, it's nice to drink something that I don't have to strain through my own stockings first.
I beg your pardon?
Well, it's a big household back home, sir, and to save on waste, Mum says we've got to reuse bath water. After some of the little ones have been in here, of course, it's like a medley of solids and liquids. Liquids and solids. So have you won a glass of water in the night?
Yes, I'm on the same page now.
It's very lovely, Mr. Air Marshal.
Call me Bunty. It's what the boys of Horribles call me. Oh, look, they cry, here comes Belltower chasing young Bunty through the quad. What, oh, Belltower's pinning him down, and this is the funny thing, stubbing his woodbine cigarettes against the soles of Bunty's feet. And I was squirming about like some awful bedwetter, which, needless to say, guilty as charged, crying, please stop, those are my feet, I only got one pair. But Belltower would chuckle, and of course that would set off the whole of the lower sixth, who'd be uproariously braying together, burn the bedwetter, clean him with fire, clean little Peabody with fire.
Sir?
They called me Peabody.
That's not nice.
And I suppose the real stinger was that Belltower, he could be an upright egg in private. Friend of the family, school halls together. I remember I once said to him, we'd been staying at Neuschwanstein Castle with his mummy and daddy and his uncle Aldous Klugel, who still owns it. And I said to him, as we looked out over Bavaria, I say, Milky, maybe this term you and I could be chums.
And what did Belltower say?
He pointed a finger at me and said, listen, one pair, he called me that on account of my feet. He said, listen, one pair, I don't give a hoot about you and your... He didn't say hoot, Mertie. It was something quite cutting instead. He said, I don't give a, you know...
Monkeys?
No.
Toss?
No. An F-U-C-O-I-D-A-L.
A fucoidal?
A fucoidal shit about you and your feet, Peabody, he said. Fucoidal means containing impressions of fossils and seaweed.
No, I know.
And then, Mertie, I'm afraid to say, he struck me. It really hurt. It wasn't funny, and he laughed. And then I spent the entire night in a feeble attempt not to cry, which I won't, which I didn't. But as Lady Lavatory had it, I did wet the bed.
There.
So even Belltower's Uncle Aldous Flugel in the morning, even he called me young Master Peabody.
Uncle Aldous Flugel?
It's Oberstleutnant Aldous Flugel now, obviously, because of the war.
What's an Oberstleutnant?
It's a kind of me, Air Marshal, in charge of Luftwaffe bombing raids on cities and ports and what have you.
Shipyards?
Yeah, imagine so.
Wait a moment. I've just had a thought.
Rhubarb, rhubarb.
Officer background.
Rhubarb.
Oh, Lord, another telegram. Who from this time? Eton, Beaverbrook?
Rumble, etc.
Dotty thought as much. Toss it in the pile with the others. This birthday is now closed to the public.
Rhubarb.
Now, Mertie, you were saying?
Me? No.
I thought, didn't you sort of... Dun-dun-dun. Moment. Light bulb. Eureka, no?
If it's important, it'll come back to me. You know what? No matter what Belltower and Luftwaffe Aldous Flugel say, you're all right by me, soldier.
Am I?
Yeah.
Mertie, I'm not too long in the jowl to say, that's appreciated, old girl. And so are you, Mertie. So the fucoid are you.
Another tipple, Your Majesty?
Quite so, quite so.
It's not good, Millicent.
Perhaps we ought to give Peabody another half hour. Possibly he has larger fish to fry first.
Well, that's so, Myrtle would have responded in his stead.
Yes, or Peg.
Peg's not in it this week. The office.
Oh, no.
Lung infection.
Well, there seems little point in waiting any longer. What would Peabody do?
In lieu of a miracle, I suggest we inform Mr. Beltar of our suspicions and our real purpose here.
Oh, but Doddy, please. He'll know I'm capable of independent thought.
Did you really think you could conceal that fact from him your whole life?
Millions do.
Sorry, old stick. To Mr. Beltower's room.
Mr. Beltower? Mr. Beltower?
Sorry to interrupt, but... nothing.
What rotten, putrefying luck. I think we should leave. We can inform Mr. Beltower that we want him for...
Shh! Bletchley Park. Later.
Look, Millicent. On Mr. Beltower's desk. Those letters. That's Air Marshal Peabody's handwriting, isn't it?
Very peculiar. Peabody didn't tell me he'd been writing letters to Beltower.
What ho, Beltower. As for your request for more... I can't really do the voice, but you get the idea... more British shipyard locations. I enclose a map of the east coast of Britain and the new shipyards under construction. I say, that sounds a jot unprofessional. One would imagine a great deal of time is spent purposefully not disclosing the whereabouts of new shipyards.
Quite so, Dotty. And here, look, next to the letters, my telegrams. Miss Hilary Hilary Jones, St. Horribly Vultures, stop. Please make contact your ever-loving Peacenickel. Peabody pretended to be a friend, Peacenickel, in order to foil any snooping go-betweens. Look! All six missing telegrams are here.
Oh, poor Beltower must have seen them and, overcome with jealousy, hidden them from me. Oh, poor Beltower.
And look, Millicent, here, next to the telegrams, some kind of code machine. You were right. He is perfect for Bletchley. Look, he's even been swatting up on his German. Lieber Onkel Adlisflügel von Schloss Neuschwanstein, wie gewünscht britischen Werften von Peabody. Hü, 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 hü. And then he's encoded it.
Good evening, ladies.
Oh, Milky, how could you?
Mr. Beltar, and just in time, we need to talk to you
he's
about...
He's got a gun in his hand, Dotty.
That's not a gun, that's a world's finest teacher mug, Millie.
Other hand, Dotty.
Oh, yes. Is this about the German accent?
No, Dotty, my dear. This is about the three of us taking a long walk down to the lake.
There'll always be sad horribles. What did it? Oh, wake up, Sir Pear Brittle Marsh Bottle, Sir, out of your school singer. Son in wedding bits. Princesses? No, that's Princess and the Pea. Pea's wedding beds. Peas can't wet the bed. Of course. Peabody, wake up, wake up. We've got to get to St. Horribly Vultures before it's too late.
Taking us, Beltower.
You'll never get away with this, you cad.
Oh, I think you'll find I already have, ladies.
Peabody will know, you swine.
No, Peabody will never know. There are two types of people in this world, Dotty. There are people like me, rational, educated, judicious pipe smokers, and there are the bedwetters, a moist, mildewy sprawl of cloying people-pleasers and fawning sentimentalists.
Peabody's a good man.
Balderdash.
Wait a moment. What if Millie and I joined you, Mr. Beltower?
I'd sooner be shot and thrown in the lake.
What if I joined you, Mr. Beltower?
Dotty!
Do you believe I want to be stuck in this nation of corner shops and dog walkers? A world where my closest companion is Myrtle, a suffering eyesore, who once paid 3 guineas for an empty jar because she was told it contained some pixie's farts. A world where I can sell a grotesque shrubland crone from Putney an empty jar for 3 guineas and get away with it?
Oh, you are an utter crook, Dotty.
Not entirely. It did contain some farts.
Beltar, old boy, what say you to a small white lie? What say you? I arrived at St. Horribly's and we discovered the encoding machine in Millicent's room. We had it up with her. She admitted everything. We came down to the lake for some reason, where I wrestled the gun from her hand, and what say you? You shot her, bravely.
I'd say, old girl, the only human I trust is myself. Step up to the water's edge, ladies, and say your prayers.
Oh, hell's others.
Still, you nearly tricked him, Dotty.
Tricked? Oh, right, yes. King and country and all that. Britain. Grr.
In precisely 2 minutes, the chapel bell will strike 10. The resonant pealing of the bells will be more than enough to muffle the gunfire of the pistol I'm carrying in my right hand, which is loaded, and of which you are both already aware. You may say your goodbyes.
What a great electric arse today's been.
Why,
thing is, I really would have rung in sick if it weren't for Peg's lungs.
Might I partake of a last cigarette, Beltower?
Please do, Miss Hillary Jones.
I didn't know you smoked, Millicent.
2 minutes to live, Dorothy. I don't wish to spend them doing old friends unwillingly run into one another on a train chit-chat. Congratulations, Dotty, for making my last minute on Earth disappointing and slightly awkward.
Well, we are British.
And now, ladies, as the chapel bell tolls a little early tonight, perhaps you wouldn't mind stepping back a couple of paces into the lake.
You... utter swine, Beltower. I thought you cared.
Maybe I did, Millicent Hillary Jones.
Oh, Milky.
Oh, Millie. Might you do one last loving trifle for an old rogue?
Anything, Milky.
Might you do your utmost to fall backwards away from the bank, leaning into the lake, as it ought to make the tidying up scenario afterwards slightly less intolerable?
Beltower, you villainous cur!
You may win this battle, Beltower, but you know the war's ours. The Reich may have Europe in its choking grip, but it will find England's green and pleasant lands wholly ungovernable. And when our grandchildren look back on this time, perhaps even mockingly, in some kind of undermining vehicle for light entertainment, they'll know, as we knew today, that this was Britain's finest! Look, this is very hard over the noise.
Sorry, Dotty.
Myrtle!
Myrtle? What on earth are you doing here?
Don't raise your hopes, Millicent.
I've come to save the day.
Oh, heavens to Betsy.
Did you bring a gun, Myrtle? Then how did you expect to save the day?
I thought I'd, you know, improvise it on the night.
Beltower's got a gun.
That's not a gun, that's a gentleman's part, Dotty.
Other hand, Myrtle.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know we were bringing guns. Well, I'll pop back.
Into the lake, goblin.
Oh, bums.
That's it.
Oh, it's all slodgy, isn't it? Budge up, Doc. Have you got a good bit?
Good bit.
I think I'm half in a dip. It's all uneven and I'm all wonky.
Typical.
And now it's time to die, ladies. Which is a shame. I was so enjoying pillorying that grotesque mattress soaker, Peabody, to his half-witted underlings. But I'm afraid all good things must come to an end.
Not so, Beltower. You may have us where you want us, but not when. The clock has long stopped tolling. And listen. Nothing but the night... and silence.
Not quite, old girl. You see, your bent-faced goblin here brought with her a Norton International M30 500cc OHC racer, incidentally with sidecar. The volume of this Norton International's engine is more than enough to drown out my handgun. And speaking of drowning, that's what you'll soon be doing. Once I've just rotated my torso slightly... toward the motorbike, to kickstart the engine.
Not so fast, Milky.
Peabody.
That's right, Milky. I was sleeping in the sidecar all along. Thanks, Myrtle. I awoke from my whiskey-addled slumber but moments ago and, rising to my feet, wondered what the fat, rollicking hell my three best women staff were doing waist-deep in St. Horribly's Lake.
Peg couldn't come in today.
But do you have a gun, Peabody?
A British officer always carries a firearm. Bang! Bang!
You have to actually shoot it, sir.
Wasn't that...
No, that was just you saying it, sir.
Oh, whoopsie-daisy. I'd forget my own arse if it wasn't... Oh, my body! Oh. How ironic. The man who teased me for wetting the bed as a child, now dying everywhere, all over the grass.
Great Scott!
Hooray!
Heaven's biscuits, sir, you did it!
Damn you, Peabody! You may have won the battle, but you haven't won the war! Well, obviously, Milky. There are over 11 million people in the Wehrmacht army alone.
He's dead, sir.
Well, about time too, tedious rotter.
That can't have been easy, sir.
Nonsense. The past is a different country.
My mum says the past is behind us, the future's ahead. But right now, it's a gift.
It's splendid. Though I've a sneaking suspicion our erstwhile friendship may have been a one-off alcohol thing.
Oh, right you are, sir.
I warned you about killing new friends with old platitudes.
Out of the lake, ladies. Come with me up to St. Horribly Vultures, and we'll see if Matron can't whip us up a rack of hot buttered crumpets and a pot of steaming tea. And you, Millicent, can get roasty toasty by the fire and tell me what on earth's been happening up here. Coming, ladies?
Right behind you, Peabody, sir. You took your time, Myrtle.
The Air Marshal and me were talking.
How did you work out Belltower was one of them?
Peabody mentioned Uncle Adler's flugel and the shipyards and that, and I was on it like the whole thing. Like grease, weasel, dung down a drain pipe.
How stirring.
Thanks. You don't think we should mention to somebody about Air Marshal Peabody sending confidential shipyard locations to unbetter chartered contemporaries?
No, I think Peabody may prefer we sat on some of the details here today, Myrtle.
I suppose it is his birthday.
And to quote your saccharine hackneyed wisdom, even an absolute arse turning up right at the last second on a motorbike can be right twice a day.
Oh, thanks, Dottie.
And in a manner of speaking, thank you, Myrtle.
In Dot by Ed Harris, Dot was played by Finella Woolgar, Myrtle by Cato Flynn, Millicent by Jane Slaven, and Air Marshal Peabody by David Acton. Mr. Belltower was played by Brian Prothero, Apsley by Sam Ricks, and Officer Background as himself. The director was Jessica Brown.
When you're up to your neck in hot water...